Jamen brød russisk og tag sig og pøkker. Det er en glæde at præsentere for en æppel knikker. Ja.
Stealing apples from a fruit tree. That's what the Swedish group Movit sings about in this song, Apple Nickar Jazz. Literally, that means apple stealing jazz. And while the song is rapped tongue-in-cheek, band members Anders Rensfeldt, Johan Rensfeldt, and Joachim Nilsson say there's a serious message to the song. Movitz dropped by our studio this week and explained the message. More on that when we speak to them in a moment. But first, groove a bit on Apple Nickar Jazz. The video that goes with this tune, it's like a chasing. You've got these burglars and also nuns. I mean, I guess the listeners of this program will have to see it for themselves at theworld.org. But tell us what the song is about that led to this kind of crazy narrative.
Well, the song is pretty much about, I mean...
This is Johan speaking.
Yeah, the idea of what we just told about, you know, small kids are running around stealing apples. But on a larger scale, it's pretty much about, why should I get caught stealing apples while like huge corporations take away a whole lot more? In a pretty funny way, I guess.
Now, the Scandinavian jazz scene has been pretty happening for several years now, at least from what I read and from what I hear on CD. A lot of the cues come from acid jazz, really kind of funky stuff, the British trip-hop scene. I'm just wondering if you see yourselves as kind of a continuation of the kind of modern poppy jazz scene, or do you come from a different sensibility altogether?
I don't know about that, really.
Is Anders speaking.
I guess we're more into, like, hip-hop foundation style, but...
We come from a hip-hop background, and yeah. I guess I played a saxophone, so I brought maybe the jazz part of it a bit, but yeah. I don't think we've ever thought of ourselves as a jazz group. We're more like... more of a hip-hop group than a jazz group.
Right. So, Joachim, were you playing rap hip-hop before you started Movitz, or were you doing something else?
I was playing rap hip-hop on the saxophone.
No. Oh, wow. Really?
No, I was playing a lot with DJs. I was playing a lot with hip-hop DJs, saxophone out. But I did study jazz, so I played jazz as well.
So the album is out. It's been out for a while in Sweden. It comes out this week in the United States and North America. So you're here supporting this album. It's called Out of My Head. The big hit from it, the single, is called Sammy Davis Jr. What's the appeal of Sammy Davis for you guys?
I just started off like watching YouTube, and he seems to be like the greatest entertainer of all times. So that's a part of it. And
I think there are a lot of people who would agree with that.
Yeah, and if they don't, they should do it anyway. apart from that, I mean, we drive a lot of inspiration when it comes to style from pretty much the Rat Pack, you know, black suits and the bow ties. So it just came into my mind somehow. I don't know.
So you guys feel like you're kind of the Rat Pack of Sweden?
Oh, that's a bold statement. I don't know. I guess we are right now, if there's such a thing as a Rat Pack from Sweden, because we're pretty much the only... Well, it's us and the Hives that sport, like, tuxedos and stuff. Uh-huh. So.
But since we never played a casino, we can't really claim
oh, that's
to be
true,
the Rat Pack.
Yeah.
Are you going to be playing any casinos here in the States?
No.
No, I don't think
oh,
so.
Oh, you got to do that. Then you complete the whole circuit.
Exactly.
They are the rising Rat Pack in Sweden. The band is called Movitz. Their new album is called Out of My Head. We've been speaking with all three members, Anders Rensfeldt, Joachim Nilsson, and Johan Rensfeldt. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thanks for having
you.
Movitz's new single is called Sammy Davis Jr. And again, you can check out the video to Apple Nickar Jazz at theworld.org. While you're there, check to see if Movitz is coming to a city near you. They're in the midst of a North American tour. Again, that's at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Thank you for listening. They say I sound old school and baby.